Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, we're talking with Operations Project Manager Brian McNulty with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Tuttle Creek Lake. And we have another phone call here. Johnny is standing by with a question. Go ahead.
I had two quick questions. When the tubes are back open, will you be able to get into the camping area in the Tuttle Puddle? And the other question is, at one time I thought I'd heard that they were going to take the mud and silt, try to get some of that out of the lake again at some point in time. And so I'm just curious if that was something in the future, and I'll hang up and listen.
Yes, the Stilling Basin area is the west entrance to the River Pond area of Tuttle Creek State Park, and once we open up the Stilling Basin area, the west entrance into the park will reopen. The other thing that you ask about, I think, is a pilot project that the Corps of Engineers is working on with the Kansas Water Office. It's called water injection dredging, I believe. It's not necessarily intended to recover lost space in the lake, but it's intended as a pilot to see if we can move some sediment through the lake and at least maintain the permanent water supply in the lake. The state uses Tuttle Creek, as we talked about previously, to meet minimum downstream flows, and that also includes water supply contracts for municipal and industrial purposes, and that's what that dredging project is about. The state of Kansas is the lead on that, so they are making progress with it, but it is not ready to start up yet.
Thanks for the question there. I know people have a lot of questions about Tuttle Creek Cove Park and when it's going to reopen.
Yeah, that park was substantially damaged in 2019 during the high water events. We are at the final stages of construction in there. I think all of the power is pulled to the reconstructed sites, and they're doing the final work in there. I would expect that by probably early to mid-August, that park should start opening back up, and that'll prompt the boat ramp then to be open there as well. The footprint of that park is going to change quite a bit. All of the non-utility sites in the back of the cove are not going to reopen, and there's a small shower house in that area that, as of right now, has not been repaired, and it will not reopen, at least in the near future. So there'll be a little bit different look to that park, but most of the campsites and the utility areas are all the same. There was a little bit of change to some campsite layout on the Lakeshore Loop, which is the first loop that has the large shower building in that loop. So excited to get that going, too. I know we've been getting a lot of calls about when that's opening. Stockdale Park is our other Class A campground, and we opened it back in May, and it's been running at pretty high capacity. It's been a popular park, so encourage everybody to go up there. There is some dirt that's been moved up there in the back of the cove, and we're planning on putting a playground in that park since it's so well used. So that's pretty low on the priority list. We're going to be working on getting Outlet Park opened, Tubes open, and Tuttle Cove open, and then we'll get back to that playground probably this fall.
Okay. And I also see that there's some blue-green algae in the river pond right now.
Yeah, there was a call early in the week about some suspected blue-green algae. We did the non-lab tests, we in the state of Kansas, and the non-lab tests indicate that there is a small algae bloom likely going on. There were water samples taken on Wednesday, and those went into the lab. Those won't be available until most likely sometime next week. But there have been warnings posted down in the River Pond State Park area. The most susceptible things to that blue-green algae are pets. So since there is a dog area down in the state park, there's a beach down there. The warning basically is to ensure that your pets don't go into the water. I mean, you take your dog down there and let him into the water, and what's the first thing they want to do is drink the water, which their small size and the toxins that are in that blue-green algae, that's a bad recipe for the pets. So, and livestock, but we don't expect to see any livestock down in the River Pond area since it's surrounded by State Park. So there's not been any closures on anything in the River Pond. Everything's still fully open. It's just a warning that we suspect that blue-green algae is in the River Pond. We had a small bloom several years ago, too, so it's not the first time this has happened. We have never found any blue-green algae up in the lake proper, though.
All right, well, that's good to hear. That can spread pretty quickly here. And just a reminder, if you are going out there, water safety rules apply.
Yeah, the demographic for drownings is the majority of those that drown are adult males, and most are identified as good swimmers. So just because you're a good swimmer doesn't mean you're not susceptible to that. So we sure encourage everybody to wear their life jackets when they're out recreating, whether they're boating or swimming.
All right, very good. Well, a lot of good information here this morning. And if people have questions, I know you guys update your Facebook page from time to time, and there's levels on there every day.
Yep.
All right, sounds good. Well, Brian, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having me.
It's going to wrap up our show today. Coming up on In Focus Monday, Cheryl Collins will be in from the Raleigh County Historical Museum. We'll be talking about the history of street names in Manhattan. It's always a fun discussion to learn about that. So don't forget newsradiokman.com for the latest news and information, including our Meet the Candidates School Board interviews that are ongoing.